Soundproof Podcast.
I'm Yuki Okiranta, and you're listening to Soundproof on RN. And it's time for further dispatches from the People's Weather Report. Artists, writers, scientists, and the community at large have been encouraged to contribute weather reports from their local area as part of a sustainable international arts exchange called the Going Nowhere Festival, which has just taken place in Melbourne. For this week's weather reports, we start in Newcastle with a mapping of solar power arrays and end in Adelaide atop a pier slowly being engulfed by the ocean.
May humans fly to the laws of nature, not just gravity. The sun.
Muswellbrook.
32 degrees, 22 minutes, 26 seconds south.
Muswellbrook.
150 degrees, 58 minutes, 40 seconds east.
Knock.
27 degrees, 36 minutes, 1 second north.
Knock.
72 degrees, 13 minutes, 25 seconds east.
Beijing.
40 degrees, 40 minutes north.
Beijing.
116 degrees, 30 minutes east. Kuramat. 29 degrees, 18 minutes north. 31 degrees, 13 minutes east.
San Bernardino.
35 degrees, 34 minutes north. 115 degrees, 28 minutes west.
Mojave Desert.
35 degrees, 1 minute, 54 seconds north. 117 degrees, 20 minutes, 53 seconds west.
Gila Bend.
32 degrees, 55 minutes north. 112 degrees, 58 minutes west.
Blythe.
33 degrees, 38 minutes, 37 seconds north. 114 degrees, 59 minutes, 16 seconds west.
Logrosan.
39 degrees, 13 minutes, 29 seconds north.
Logrosan.
5 degrees, 23 minutes, 26 seconds west.
San Luca de Mayo.
37 degrees, 25 minutes, 0 seconds north.
San Luca de Mayo.
6 degrees, 17 minutes, 20 seconds west.
Torre de Miguel.
38 degrees, 39 minutes north. 6 degrees, 44 minutes west.
Palma de Rio.
37 degrees, 38 minutes north.
Palma de Rio.
5 degrees, 15 minutes west.
Badajoz.
38 degrees, 49 minutes, 37 seconds north. 6 degrees, 49 minutes, 34 seconds west. This is Inika Dane, reporting from Newcastle, Australia, for the People's Weather Report.
I'm sitting on the sand beneath Normanville Jetty, looking out to the ocean. The jetty's century-old character comes into relief, supporting posts weathered by the elements, rusted bolts, horizontal beams which have been periodically carved or illustrated with pocket knives and pens, inscribing initials, romantic allusions, and indecipherable text. During the peak of summer, tar will occasionally ooze from the beams and emit a pungent, though strangely satisfying smell, combined with the salty air and heat. I'm facing south, looking down the western coastline of the Fleurieu Peninsula. The visual quality of the peninsula's coastline is striking. Normanville Beach, with its ancient sand dunes stretching elegantly into the distance, eventually joining a succession of sheer cliffs and bluffs, concealing secluded beaches, reefs, and caves. I begin to wonder what the future might hold for parts of the coastline. Normanville Beach will be transformed, the jetty eventually submerged, and what of the ancient sand dunes that overlook the beach and extend down the coastline? What of the beach houses and shacks that are nestled behind just a thin strip of native vegetation looking out onto Lady Bay? The shallow dunes will have given way to rising tides, the parcels of vegetation and large clearings transformed into a network of lagoons. The beach houses and shacks rendered no longer habitable, their prefabricated ruins having gradually washed away into the ocean. Terrestrial caves that were explored as a child are most likely transformed into underwater caves. What of the marina at Werner Cove Holiday Resort? Submerged breakwaters, pontoons torn from their moorings, and capsized vessels clustered together. The secluded beach coves of Second Valley, once covered with large pebbles and rock outcrops. Now, all immersed in water, the ocean risen and making its way to meet the cliff tops that overlook this part of the coastline. Towards the headland of the peninsula is Rapid Bay. The once long stretch of beach is now submerged, marked only by two impressive landmarks that still remain above the water. At the southern end, a quarry that was dug into the side of a steep hill in the 1940s. It's airborne dust of floating limestone particles that settle into the seabed, turning the water an attractive turquoise blue. Then, at the northern end of the bay, just above the water's surface, a slight opening of what used to be an open-air cave, now colonized by ocean life. Above Rapid Bay is Starfish Hill and an installation of wind turbines, one of the many wind farms that have been installed across South Australia. The wind turbines on Starfish Hill will most likely survive a significant rise in sea levels, but who knows what other environmental cataclysms await us in the near future. In a way, their presence is a comfort. They are a symbol that reminds me that we can make a difference and turn things around.
Inika Dane and Tristan Luth Robbins, reporting, respectively, from Newcastle and Adelaide for the People's Weather Report. Tristan's weather report is made up of his own field recordings from the Fleurieu Peninsula in Adelaide, which he's gathered online as part of his project, the Fleurieu Sound Map. To find a link to his project and further links to all the creative minds you've heard tonight, head to our website, abc.net.au/rn/soundproof. And what of the weather where you are? Tweet us the sun, the snow, the wind or the rain at rn_cau.